Welcome back to Life Matters. Tom Gardner joins us this morning. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
We are good. We are real good. We are real good. So we talked a little bit. Well, first of all, when we were off the air, Jackson told you one of his jokes, and it was really very funny. And I asked you if you wanted to sponsor that segment.
And now we're putting it on air.
No, I'm just kidding.
And you said.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. And he's like, well, maybe tell me a joke. So we'll talk about that later. But anyway, so we wanted to talk today a little bit about what sets your law firm apart from the rest. And one of the things that you mentioned, and everybody has experienced this if they've ever dealt with an attorney, is communication and being courteous. So expand on that for us a little bit, because you said that's really a focus of yours.
Yeah, that's a focus of our law firm, and it's a focus, it's kind of the topic for 2022 within the firm. We've had a lot of growth in the firm, so it's important to instill culture, and that's our culture. So what I found is lawyers get very busy. And lawyers generally like to do the law work.
Right.
And the communication with clients can be secondary. And the lawyer can do the greatest job in the world, but not tell the client that he's doing the greatest job in the world, or at least not contemporaneously.
Correct.
So to me, common courtesy is to communicate with your clients on what's going on. That doesn't mean communicate with them 5 days later.
Right.
Or 3 days after you were in court, or after they called you, call them the following week. It means to call them within 24 hours, I'd say.
Right.
I like to actually call people right after court. If I leave the courthouse, I'll call people as I'm walking to my car or walking back to the office or whatever. And I've always done that. And I don't care if it's good news or bad news. I'm really vigilant if there's a ruling that's bad, because the last thing I want is to have something simmer and then you're talking to someone saying, well, you know, 5 days ago, there was something bad happened in your case. That's not the way we operate.
Right.
So I think that's what people expect, but that's often what people don't get.
And I think people are afraid to, like, make too many phone calls, because the fact is that you get paid by the hour. I mean, that's the way it works. And I mean, as a client, I don't want to bother. I also know that my attorney is busy, so I don't want to bother him all the time. But for the client's peace of mind, you're right. Just that simple phone call right after, and it's fresh in your mind. And you get it done, and then you move on to the next thing. I would think that was more organized for you, too. Like,
it's a much better way to do things. And it's so easy now compared to when I started.
Yeah.
Now you can text. You can email.
Right.
There's a million things you can do to contact your client.
Yeah.
And, as opposed to a phone call where you might have some back and forth. But I prefer the phone call still,
mm-hmm.
because then the client can ask questions. You don't have an email chain going back and forth and any misunderstandings. I like the flow of the conversation.
Sure.
And because these are important to people. It's not like they're saying, what's the price of a steak?
Right.
You know, so.
Well, and there's emotion in it. There's no emotion in texting and emails.
Right.
You know,
right.
I can't read anybody.
Right.
And sometimes the words are misperceived.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've gotten more trouble texting, probably because of, misspelled words and stuff. But, because you don't know. You can't feel it. And for the client, it's huge. I mean, for the attorney, they're working, they're busy, they're doing whatever. But for the client, they're sitting there in limbo, not knowing what's going on. It's got to be rough.
Well, I'm kind of with you, though, on the emotion thing, because the last thing I want is for you to text me if something bad happens in my case, and then I can't.
Yeah.
Like,
sorry,
say, okay, well, what's the next move? Because that's automatically my thing. Okay, well, that happened. Okay, but then now what? Like, what do we do to rectify that? So, not being able to have that immediate back and forth. Plus, just the sound of your voice, your attorney's voice, can sometimes calm you down, because you hear that you're on their side. And you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. Because anything is going to be stressful, no matter what it is, good or bad. It's going to be stressful because it's not in your control. But you giving that phone call at least makes you feel like somebody's in control on your behalf. And I think that that would make a world of difference mentally for your clients.
And it's immediate.
Yeah.
You know, how often have you gotten a text, responded right away, and then you sit there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, waiting for a response, and the person who's sending the text might be on the phone now or driving or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's brutal. I hate it.
We're just impatient.
Well, yeah.
But you're right. It goes a long way for your relationship with your client.
Well, the other part to it is that I view our job as being stress receptors. Okay, so the client says, I'm going to enter into this world, say litigation, where I've never had a case, or even a sophisticated businessman mm-hmm. who's had other cases, but this is a truly important case.
Right.
You know, the sophisticated businessman will still know a lot about the law. He's been there before on some cases, but now this is a big case.
Mm-hmm.
And it's stressful. They're trying to run their business, and they have something kind of hanging over their head. So I view my job as receiving the stress, receiving the thing causing stress,
right.
and taking that off of the other person. Because people, on an individual level, people can just be almost immobilized.
Oh, sure.
Because there's nothing they think about more than whatever that issue is. Is it going to be so expensive it's going to ruin me? I've worked my whole life, and now I'm going to lose because of this?
Right.
And
never thought about that, but yeah.
Well, everybody is frightened of the unknown.
Oh, God, yeah.
And whether you've been, like you said, in a case before or not, you still don't know that your fate is up to someone else. Period.
Yeah, and you have zero control.
And you have zero control over
it. Yeah, and that's the worst thing, especially for me, because I'm kind of a control freak.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it'd be crazy. Just mm-hmm. sitting there waiting.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know how many clients have said to me, what's going to happen in court today? Well, and
we're
I don't have.
Win.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, all you can say is, I think that it's likely we're going to win this motion, or this is what is likely to happen. We have position A. It's stronger than probably, you know, that's our 100% win.
Right.
It's more likely we get to position B, which is 75% win.
Mm-hmm.
Or there are times where I say, I think odds are we're going to lose this motion. We've tried this motion. We got about a 25% chance of it. But if we win, there's a big return for us. And we've got to argue differently than some of the other cases that have been decided. But it's worth making the argument
right.
because the win's big.
Yeah.
So, and then throw the jury in
and
see how it changes. Talk about no control.
I don't know. I've been in two jury trials. I won them both.
Yeah. Well, I've been in one, and there was no reason I ever should have been on that jury.
Well, no. I mean, not on the jury. In court cases,
right.
the jury decided, and we both
right, but when you have
favor,
other
but,
you know, other people in the mix, nobody can control it. You
right.
can try and bring them your way or explain it to them better, kind of mold their thinking, but there's no
it
guarantee
makes,
what's
you know
going
to
happen.
Also, if you have never sat on a jury and you're in a jury trial and you're sitting in front of a jury who's going to make those decisions for your life, that you have no idea what facts and how they're going to accept those facts into their minds, which is the whole mystery and the whole, I suppose, concept of it, is because different people have different perspectives. That's
right.
why you bring the 12 people together and you put their perspectives together and you try to find, you know, right or wrong. But that is scary, because now you're trying to convince 12 people of something, or however many people are sitting on that jury, and not just the one judge. And so it's even more emotional. And you're right, you can never predict, because something always comes up that you don't plan on. I mean, I don't want to say that it's a game, but that's kind of part of the game, is being prepared for the unexpected.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's very common for a witness to say something that has never been said before. You could do depositions of various witnesses,
mm-hmm.
and you say, oh, I know how this guy's going to testify or this woman's going to testify. Then you get in court, and the pressure of the event, because it's an unknown for the witness,
right?
The pressure causes the witness to say something that makes no sense,
mm-hmm.
or it's entirely new, or they change their position.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because they just, the truth is, the new position, not the old position.
Right, right.
So, and I'm sure you've seen this all the time. In
a couple times, yeah.
What?
Why? Where did that come from?
They changed their story? What?
Oh, yeah. We're not even going to get started on that.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you're 100% right. Either they had an epiphany on the way in or, yeah, it's hard to, you can't control them. You don't know what they're going to do. You
right.
hope you do. And it is a shot in the dark a lot of times.
But I think you're right about the communication. I mean, it does so much for the client. And again, your relationship with the client, that emotionally and mentally, you know, like you said, you're set up to handle that. This is what you do. You handle the stress, you handle the curves and the, you know, and the hills and the valleys as you go along with the case. But people, they're just obsessed because it could be life or death for them. And I don't mean death, but like for their business or
financial,
you know,
death.
Financial. Yeah. Yeah. And every single person on the planet fears the unknown, and anything that anybody can do to help alleviate that is always going to be much appreciated.
Callback is perceived compassion.
Exactly.
Because it shows that you care.
And it is compassion.
You know, when you don't hear from somebody for 3 or 4 days, well, obviously they don't care.
Yeah, obviously I'm just a file.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I have a policy, too. This is probably violates our the general work-life balance part.
Uh-oh.
But
now it's getting interesting.
I call people at night. Mm-hmm. I call them in the morning. The contractor-type businesses, those guys start at 7 in the morning. I'll call them at 6:45 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Or other people, I'll call them at night. I'll call them.
Mm-hmm.
They can choose not to answer because they think, I don't want to deal with this tonight. That's
right.
Okay. They can have it
right.
go to voicemail.
Right.
But I'm going to call them at night, and I'll call them in the morning, and I'll just try to get a hold of them.
Right.
Because I have these internal rules, basically, where I'm going to call these people back so that they don't have the weight of it on them and so that there isn't a delay on my end.
Do you think your clients realize that that's different? I mean, and I don't want to say that attorneys in general don't call people back, because I don't believe that that's true. But I do think that for the most part, you're right. It's kind of like how surgeons never, they don't have real good bedside manner because the people that they're dealing with normally are not awake. And so, you know what I mean? So they don't really do well with people who are awake, and they're usually short and sweet and to the point, and that makes the patient feel...
I've never seen the sweet.
Okay, short and to the point.
Yeah.
But it makes the patient feel like, oh, well, you're not paying attention to me. And that's not true. It's just that that's just that what they pay attention to is when you're under, not when you're awake. So that's okay. But I think that people kind of feel like that too. Like, okay, they're busy and they've got my, you know, they've got my case, but yet... You know, I called or I left a message and I haven't heard from them for 3 days, and I know they're busy, but I'm afraid if I call again, then my bill's going to go up. You know what I mean? Like all these other things, because they don't know how that works. Do you think your clients understand how special that is, that you guys have that, you know, concrete policy?
Yes.
I do. I mean, I'm sure you get great feedback from it.
I think it's the reason that we've grown. You know, we started with 3 lawyers, so...
Right.
I think that's the reason we've grown, and I also think it's the reason that we have substantial business clients, even though we're not huge.
Right.
So, you know, we have somewhere around 18 lawyers. So that's not a huge law firm in the world, but we have clients that are huge clients.
Right.
And we started with them when they were small or smaller, and then they became large clients, and they're still our clients. And that's because we've been responsive. So the question for some of those bigger clients is, can a smaller law firm handle our work? So the traditional thing that happens is they grow and they become a $100 million company or $200 million company, and they go to a huge law firm. But in our case, as long as we can show that we can do the work, you keep the work.
Right.
And the relationship and the trust and all that. And we've been able to do that despite being a smaller law firm.
Right. Yeah, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think you're absolutely right. I mean, that's got to be, the communication is key, is absolute is absolutely the key.
Well, when you're dealing with like an attorney or a doctor or whatever, there's a comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And for you to leave them, it's because that comfort zone has been violated or it doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
So it, I think that's, you know, kudos to you for keeping those customers because obviously you're keeping them happy and they feel comfortable with you guys.
Right. And that's no reason, like the size of the firm doesn't matter as long as the experience is big. And you guys have lawyers that do pretty much everything.
Yeah, you're right about that. And generally, relationships are with one attorney.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, one attorney is at least the band leader.
Right.
Right. And there may be other attorneys helping out on the matter, but that's where the relationship is. Could be with two attorneys.
Right.
But that's even at a firm with 1,000 attorneys. That's what it boils down to.
Right. Right.
And I think it's because what Tom's saying about the relationship.
Right. Yeah, well,
you
got to
be comfortable.
Right. Right. We're talking with Tom Gardner with Gardner, Koch, Weisberg, and Rona. You guys are right here in Lake Geneva. How do people reach out to you, get in touch with you if they want to form that relationship?
Well, they can call us at 262-812-0864, or my email is tgardner, that's T-G-A-R-D-I-N-E-R, at gkwwlaw.com.
Awesome. I mean, you should probably have... I mean, you'd love to make friends, but you should probably have a legal issue that you would like to...
Yeah.
I mean...
Not a dating service.
Right. People are just going to be, oh, hey, Tom, you sound like a great guy. Yeah. I want to be friends with you.
I
well,
just want to come in and say hi.
Hang on a minute.
Lunch.
Right. Do you need me for anything? But no, you guys are awesome. And I want to tell you, too, that you've had representatives from your office come in the last few interviews. We haven't met anybody from your office yet that isn't just absolutely... friendly and personable and fun. Like, we've had so much fun interviewing, you know, like Jen from the office. Like, those girls are just hysterical.
Yeah, they were just a blast.
I can't imagine walking into an office that has so many people that are just so positively energized. You know what I mean? Like, walking into your office is not, okay, well... have a seat and
like
you know, like right,
it's
like
it's gonna hurt. Sit down.
I mean, it's just you know they're cheerful and they're. I mean, they're just great representatives of your company, and so thank you for introducing us to them too because that's been fun.
Yeah,
we've been really lucky to have the staff we have. Very energetic, good senses of humor.
Yes,
we're kind of. You know, it's kind of fun because we're growing our practice here, so everybody's kind of part of that, so it's kind of forward-looking.
Yeah.
And we got people that are really involved in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great to have these people on board.
Yeah, Jen and I have spent a lot of time over the summer at festivals. Yeah, because, you know, she volunteers with organizations, and then I do the radio thing, and we're just, so we see each other. We've seen each other a lot this summer, and that's she's just... Like I said, she's
called
just
her a
cheerful,
stalker
happy.
At DasFest.
Yeah.
I kept bumping into her.
Right.
You stalking me?
Yeah. She was, but I mean, she was volunteering. She was there the whole time, just like we were. And it was, I mean, it's good. You're right. That is a huge positive as well because they don't just recognize you, but they feel like, you know, they have the relationship with somebody because they see them. It's just the familiarity is comforting, I'm sure. But thank you for sending all those people in because it's been fun to meet everybody from your office.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So gkwwlaw.com if you need any help. Tom, anything else you want to
No, it's just... No, I think that's our general theme for the year, so I'm happy we brought it out here today.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So thank you for joining us this morning. We will see you or someone again next month.
Sounds good.
All righty. Coming up next, Renee Wilging with Hendricks Wilging Insurance, and I have no idea what she wants to talk about, as usual.
Probably be boring.
Doubt
no, it.
It
won't.
No, it won't. That's coming up next, right here on Lake 96.1.